Let me stress, it is remarkable that specific representatives from the East were able to travel to Tripoli and safely return back home. This is certainly something like major confidence building measures. But the Baba did neither do much to make these meetings happen, nor to stabilize the situation in Tripoli. In the greater Tripoli area, there is still fighting between rival militias about every week, with people getting killed. The last one was just on Monday. The Baba government always remains silent about this. With regard to the elections, for the time being, I don't see a significant process on the way to elections, other than the 13th Amendment, which was adopted by both rival parliaments, but it is still contested. So within the High Council of State, the Tripoli-based advisory body to the parliament in the East, that did not yet agree who shall be their representatives in the committee, in the 6th committee, which should draft the electoral laws based on this 13th Amendment. And the Baba did nothing to push or prepare for elections, other than making a few statements.
The Baba's statement came as a remark on the meeting of a number of Libyan army leaders from the east and west in Tripoli, supervised by the Joint Military Committee 5 plus 5 and the auspices of the UN mission, with the aim of unifying the two military and security institutions. The session was a follow-up to Tunisia's meeting held in the past few days under the auspices of Bathily, the UN official. Said the meeting in Tunisia was to bridge the views of the two parties and a prelude to unifying the security and military forces in Libya. How feasible is that goal, and how important for the long-awaited elections?
A unification of security and military forces of the Libyan National Army and the Libyan Army, other than a more symbolic common headquarters, is not realistic anytime soon. I cannot imagine the troops from Misrata would follow Khalifa Haftar's orders, or on the other side, that the Saika Special Forces, the crack troops of the Libyan National Army, would obey to a general from Misrata. Too many atrocities have happened in the last 9 years between them. But what is realistic is the establishment of a common Libyan army, Libyan National Army force for southern Libya, for Fezzan. This was discussed in Tunis and also during previous Cairo meetings and right now also in Tripoli. This idea is strongly pushed by U.S. Special Envoy Richard Nolet. The current plan foresees 3 common battalions. One battalion each is to be led by an officer from one of the 3 regions, so one by a Tripolitanian officer, one by an officer from Cyrenaica, and one by an officer from Fezzan. I would say such a common force for Fezzan might work, because there is a common interest in the stabilization of Fezzan. In order to keep the oil flowing, in order to contain smuggling and human trafficking, which hurts also the Libyan economy, and in order to fight jihadi terrorists like the Islamic State. They just need to select the members for this force very, very carefully.